Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live from the best office on the planet, Michigan Avenue, Showcase Studios, Allstate Showcase Studio. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel standing by. This is a good news day in Chicago, Mayor. Where are you going to be?
Well, I'm gonna be on the trolley going to Wrigley Field in a little while. Go to have breakfast over with the management team. Get on the trolley with my family and then go on stage.
It's gonna be a fun day.
Just sit there and watch it all happen.
Yeah, this is gonna be a very fun day, right? I mean, that's the word, fun.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna celebrate a victory. We're gonna celebrate a team. We're gonna celebrate people's love of the game. And we're going to celebrate Chicago's, here's the thing. The Chicago Sox have won, Chicago Cubs have won, Chicago Bulls have won, Chicago Blackhawks have won, Chicago Bears have won. If I'm not mistaken, Chicago Kings has also won. Every one of our teams have won their national championship.
Well, then really, Mayor Emanuel, it really comes down to Dave Enick getting Northwestern over the hump for a national title. I mean, Mayor Emanuel is demanding it.
I'm sure that's next on the agenda, right, Mayor?
Yeah, I want it now. Otherwise, no garbage service. That's it. We'll have the inspectors over there.
I was at an event last
morning.
We're great. I was at an event last night, and I was talking to some folks there, and I said, "Look, this election Tuesday is so important, and it's been so draining for a year and a half. This is more than just a Cubs story. This is the perfect antidote." To give us a break for a few hours. I mean, it's just going to be great. We can take our mind off the other nonsense.
Well, it does actually. I mean, I'm going to make this point again. There's a whole big debate going on. Yes, the coarseness of the debate, but also it's not just the coarseness. You have players from all parts of the United States, different backgrounds, from all parts of the Americas.
Right.
Different religions, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different languages. And they came together not just for the love of sport, but working as a team. And it's not an accident. It's a key speech in the ninth inning. And the rain dugout was about relying on each other as a team, working together. And it's not one player, it's not one star. And I think we all have to remember, I mean, we're one city. And when another city's not, doing its best as can, we all work together. And that's also true of the country. And so it's a great uplifting anecdote to a dark and coarse campaign, but it's also there's a message beyond that about how you succeed and win.
Right.
And I really do think that there's a value there.
I don't disagree at all. And I was thinking last night, if Trump had been president, with his wall, we'd only had half a team. We wouldn't have been able to get half of these guys even into play.
Since we're going to be more explicit and oblique, yeah, exactly. You have people. You have, but there is a value here.
Right. Really,
you have people that are contributing to the greatness of a team. And we, look, next year is kind of important for my family. My grandfather will be the 100-year anniversary. My grandfather came to this country from Eastern Europe.
Wow.
13 years old, by himself, not a word of English. Settled on the west side of Chicago with a third cousin he never knew. His grandson is the mayor of that city. This is the greatest city in the greatest country because he came for a dream and opportunity. And he worked hard. And he instilled that values in his children and then his grandchildren. He lived with us when I was growing up. That is the fact is that people are coming here. They're coming for that same dream, that same possibility. And we need to remember it keeps the dream fresh and alive.
Yeah, and the sun comes up in the east. It's not all dark storm clouds. Everybody's not out to kill you and kill your neighbor. This country provides opportunity. No. The city provides opportunity. We are stronger together, and that's why we got to start approaching things.
But you work hard, and you got to also, you work hard to the opportunities. The great, good values of respect for yourself, respect for others, that's there. And I really do think it's a great thing to celebrate because every time – like that, the series was reflected this season. Every time they were down, they dug a little deeper, found another battery pack, and charged themselves up.
Right,
and they charged up. And you can just love it for the love of just winning, and love it for also for other means. I will say this: I want to thank our officers for doing throughout the.
No kidding. On no notice, busting their butts to, you know, in the city streets and sand, setting up these barricades. People don't understand how hard the city worked last night to get this together.
Yeah, the city. I mean, you got city employees. They always get to ride, whatever. Our police officers, our firefighters, our workers in streets and sanitation worked all night so all of us could have a good time. Our fans had a respectful and responsible celebration.
Yep.
We didn't have any burning of paraphernalia. We got hurt. It was done the right way. And that is also a point there for everybody. And we're going to celebrate as one city. And I want that feeling and that energy to drive us forward as we tackle both seize opportunities that are here in this great city, but also deal with some of our challenges to make them opportunities for everybody.
The city deserves the great publicity it's getting.
Steve is kind. And you take a swim in the new Blue River we just built. Okay? I mean, I think you're feeling so much love, brother.
That's it, man. It's
I know you got to work on that backstroke. I got a river blue for you.
City pride. The river's blue just for me. So if you're standing on the Chicago River Bridge and you see me cutting the middle lane, that's me, baby, on my back.
If we see a double flip, half turn, perfect stroke, like a 9-8, we'll be holding cars up on the left side of the bank, connected, looking up, and we'll be judging your dive, okay?
I will say this. There is a wake warning.
I'll be there at 12. What's that?
I will say this for boaters. There is a wake warning once I hit the water.
Now we have a problem. I'm sure there's somebody at the Army Corps. Listen, we don't want to do that because of the wake for the kayakers.
Listen.
Yeah, there's some government There's some government regulation somewhere we're screwing around. But what's life living for?
Come on. Lighten up. Lighten up, people. It's Cubs Day. It's City Day. It's Chicago Day. Listen, go have a great time, Mayor. I always appreciate your time.
All right.